Today is Monday, April 4th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Take back your privacy and freedom today. All it takes is one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all your devices. We unfortunately have to start the week with some really devastating news out of Ukraine. Russian forces are retreating out of Kyiv, but not before executing some of the harshest scorched earth tactics imaginable. In the town of Bukha near Kyiv, Russian troops massacred Ukrainians on their way out, with images showing mass graves and dead bodies who showed signs of torture and short-range gunshot wounds. Officials are estimating that the death toll could be over 300 people. President Vladimir Zelensky went on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, where he referred to the actions of the Russians as a genocide. I mean, show me the lie. And while they're backing off of Kyiv, the focus appears to be turning to Odessa, which is geographically strategic to the parts of Ukraine that the Russians ultimately want to control. Meanwhile, Lithuania announced that it has fully cut off its gas imports from Russia as of April 1st. That is not an April Fool's joke, making it the first European Union country to fully cut off supply. And good for them. I definitely did not have Lithuania standing up the entire EU in my predictions. Next, we have another pretty disturbing story, though it gets a little bit better from here, I promise. Late last week, the Washington, D.C. Police Department found five fetuses, yes, fetuses, in the home of an anti-abortion activist. This woman, 28-year-old Lauren Handy, is the director of activism for a group called Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, and she had actually been charged last week with blocking access to an abortion clinic in October 2020 by the Department of Justice. No charges in this new fetus situation have been announced, and according to law enforcement, the fetuses were aborted in accordance with DC law. Information that feels only loosely relevant, but also somehow very relevant at the same time. I myself would just love to hear this Lauren Handy explain her justification for how stealing fetuses actually helps stop abortions. My inbox is open, Lauren. Our big corporate government feud this week is between Ron DeSantis and Disney World. DeSantis wants to strip Disney World of its 55-year-old special status that allows it to operate as an independent government around the park in Orlando. The latest flare-up in the feud is that Disney, after much pressure, believe me, wrote a statement that they were in opposition to the recently passed Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. So now DeSantis is threatening to take away their special privileges that they were granted by a law in 1967. Frankly, I think it's a little unfair to make a state governor go up against Disney, especially when his intellect is about at the level as their main clientele. On Friday, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for anyone who manufactures, distributes, or possesses the substance. It will also establish procedures for expunging previous convictions from people's records and impose a tax on the sale of cannabis products, starting at 5% and eventually increasing to 8%. It's unclear if this is going to pass the Senate. It would need 60 votes, so I am definitely not going to get too hopeful over this one. Sorry in advance for this next story. Sarah Palin just announced that she is entering the race for the U.S. House of Representatives for Alaska's at-large district to fill the seat that is now open as a result of the death of Don Young last month. She is one of but 40 candidates that is now entering this race for a special election that will be held on June 11th, with the top four candidates, hopefully she is not among them, moving ahead to a special general election on August 16th. Is there any chance we can get a Dancing with the Stars producer in here to keep her busy? Maybe a book deal? A Rent the Runway ambassadorship? I simply cannot watch this woman integrate into the Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene congressional friend group. Finally, we can hopefully close the loop on the Will Smith saga. On Friday afternoon, he resigned from the Academy, saying that he betrayed their trust. They still plan to conduct a formal investigation and disciplinary process on April 18th and potentially impose further sanctions. Under the resignation, he still gets to keep his Oscar and can attend future Oscar ceremonies, as well as be nominated, but he can no longer be a voting member. A small price, it seems, to get on Jada's good side. And finally for today, the first Amazon warehouse has voted to unionize, The employees at the Staten Island warehouse in New York voted to unionize under the Amazon Labor Union, which is not affiliated with any other national union, as many workplace chapters usually are. Organizers have been calling for higher wages, longer breaks, paid sick leave, paid time off for injuries that are sustained on the job, and the option to pee in toilets rather than water bottles. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner ExpressVPN. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet activity is shielded. Their app works by rerouting 100% of your network data through their secure encrypted servers to keep your activity private. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited, which is creepy, even if you're using incognito mode. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. And honestly, Avi always asks me and checks, are you using ExpressVPN? So take back your privacy and freedom at expressvpn.com/announcements and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/announcements. expressvpn.com/announcements. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.